Much like the questions I pose at the end of each episode, this week's episodes are for reflection. And reflection, by definition, is to give serious thought or consideration. Every day this week, you will hear moments from previous episodes that I hope help you to find space and time throughout your day for positive thoughts as we reflect together. And now on to today's episode. There is no secret that there's a lot going on right now, and it's only natural to notice it. And it only makes you human if it impacts you. And here's what you can remember. While you work through all that is overwhelming and focus on having healthy reactions to it all, you can also focus on having healthy reactions to all that is good in your life right now. Taking time to notice what's working well is a way to help you find peace right here in the now. So here are three ways to find and nurture what's working well in your life right now. These are things that I personally have been working on myself, and I hope that they can connect with you as well. Number one, choose what you're going to take personally. We've all heard the phrase, don't take it personally, but sometimes that phrase alone can make you feel the weight of it even more. As you learn to form healthy reactions to what felt personal in a negative way, remember to also make room in your heart to notice what felt personal in a positive way. Perhaps someone gave you a compliment and it felt like they really meant it. Maybe a beautiful bird showed up in the window outside, and even though you know that bird is carrying on with its life, in that moment it felt like that bird dropped by just to say hello to you. Maybe if it felt personal in the best possible way, then just let it feel personal. No questions asked. Number two, witness the good in others and let them know. The next time you find yourself witnessing something beautiful in another human being, let them know it. It doesn't need to happen in a big way. Sometimes simply noticing and acknowledging others feels like enough for them. It may not always be easy to see the good in our own lives all day, all the time, but noticing it in other people's lives can make a difference and foster a sense of hope and restore goodness in their life and also yours. Number three, a way that you can find and nurture what's working well in your life right now is to continue to make changes in your environment, even in the smallest things. Yes, there are always so many things that we can't control. However, even if you can control something small in your life, such as keeping the blinds open throughout the day or playing calming music in the background while you're working, these small things matter. And perhaps one day you will look back and notice that the smallest things made a much bigger difference than you realized in the moment. You may not be able to control every aspect of your life right now, but you can give yourself a moment or even a few days to nurture what's already good in your life. This will also help when it comes to forming healthy reactions when things feel overwhelming and challenging. You don't need a reason or explanation about why something good feels personal to you. Let it be for whatever reason it is. Continue to find and nurture what's working well in your life right now, and continue to be grateful for it every single day. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. What's good about life right now? Thanks again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.